And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Feeding America's, the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization, released today the map of the meal gap 2013, provides estimates of food insecurity at the county and congressional district level. Food insecurity is the U.S. Department of Agriculture's measure of lack of access to enough food for an active, healthy life for all household members. We're going to talk about what that means for San Antonio and Bexar County and the South Texas, as that's the area that the food bank in San Antonio serves. And with me to talk about that is Eric Cooper, the food bank president. Welcome to The Source.
Hey, absolutely, David. It's great to be on, and thank you. I sometimes think of food insecurity as kind of government speak for people that are hungry. You know, food insecurity is about families that don't know where their next meal is coming from. And most people know that the San Antonio Food Bank is a part of a larger group, and Feeding America is that larger group. There's about 205 food banks across the United States. Each food bank has a service territory. Ours is about 16 counties here in Southwest Texas, and so it's kind of confusing. People think of the San Antonio Food Bank as serving just San Antonio, but it's more than San Antonio. There's about 16 counties that we do serve, and when it comes to the food insecurity rate here in our service territory, it's about 16.2% of the households are food insecure, and so we want to close that gap, that meal gap, and so this data kind of highlights that need, and then numerically puts a number on how many meals it would take to satisfy that hunger gap.
Okay, the number to call for listeners to join the conversation, if you've got questions or comments about food insecurity, the government speak, that tells you that people are hungry, and we're getting there's more people hungry now than there were before. Give us a call, 614-8980, 614-8980. If you've been out to the food bank, if you've got some observations, if you've been eyes on at the food bank, 614-8980. If you've got eyes on people being hungry and they need your help, we want to hear from you. So what are we finding out about Bexar County or about our region with this map of the meal gap for 2013?
So this is actually the third annual report. And so as we're tracking year to year, we can see some of the differences at the county level. Bexar County actually got a little bit worse off, but some of our surrounding counties, some of those maybe in the Eagle Ford Shale area and the northern counties, got a little bit better off. And so as we looked at kind of some of that data to kind of see what was happening, there was a couple of trends. One was just an increase of population that started to put more people in our community that are coming here financially insecure or struggling, and so they're food insecure. The other thing that we saw from this report is just the cost of food rising. And so,
I mean, anyone who goes to the store knows that, you know, it's going up and up, and you see it's harder and harder for people to fill their baskets.
Yeah. So that same dollar from just a year ago buys a little less. And so, you know, we've had a significant drought here in South Texas. So some of the cost of produce has gone up. The cost of fuel over the last year has been high. Now it's starting to come back down a little bit, but all of those factors impact the cost of food. And so we went up about 1% over last year. That's not the direction we want to be headed. We want to be closing that meal gap. But it takes a lot of resources to do that.
So when the price of food goes up at the grocery store, that puts a double squeeze on the food bank. Number one, there's more people in need. And then the stores that have been so generous with you in the past, they try to be generous with you, but it's really harder for them to be as giving.
Yeah. You know, I people always hear me say hunger is a bit of a math equation, and it's pretty simple math. It really starts in the home. And when you think about families, they're paying their big bills first. They're paying their rent, utilities, car payment, insurances. And it's with what's left over that they buy food. And unfortunately, in too many households, there's just not enough money left over after paying those bills to buy those foods that nourish themselves and their family. And so it takes kind of stacking these resources together to help families make ends meet. And it really starts with the National Safety Net, the food stamp program, or SNAP as it's now called. A family that's eligible to receive that might access that benefit, but it doesn't cover their entire food costs for the month. It's known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It tends to cover between 2 to 3 weeks worth of food. Their kids might be enrolled in a school program like the summer or the school lunch and school breakfast program. And so that's another resource that they might be able to access. They might even be expecting, and so they might qualify for the WIC program, Women, Infants, and Children. But we see it tends to be kind of stacking of these resources. The largest resource that these households have is actually their own earned income. Sometimes that's a surprise to people because I think they think that most people that are hungry aren't working, and that's not the case. Most of the families we serve are working. They just don't make enough.
So they're not earning a wage, that's going to, if you're making minimum wage, you've got a family, that's not going to cut it.
Yeah, no, I mean, at that $8, $9 an hour job, you're into that, you know, $18,000 a year job. And if you've got two kids, you're just not going to make it. And so it takes these resources. And I guess as I'm stacking these things up, if you want to imagine, that fills the pie tin, so to speak, and those slices of benefits. And if you were to add what we do at the food bank is just another slice, it's that unmet need or that meal gap in that pie tin that we're talking about. And that's the shortfall. It's about 42 million meals for San Antonio that we would need to come up with to kind of close the hunger gap and to make sure every individual and family has the right nutrition. So we're working to do that, but we're going to do that by increasing each one of those slices of pie. Being the best thing we can do is to get those families more self-sufficient, earning a higher wage and being able to provide more food for themselves will mean that they'll rely less on us at the San Antonio Food Bank.
Eric Cooper, San Antonio Food Bank president. We're talking about Feeding America's report out today, talking about the map of the meal gap 2013, showing that food insecurity in Bexar County is actually on the increase. What can you learn from this data that you're getting from this report? How do you apply that?
Well, there's a couple of things and things that we've known from years past that is pretty sobering. I think that, you know, Texas tends to rank in that top 10, and we're actually second to Mississippi. And that's just shameful for Texans. You know, we want to get off this list of ranking so high in the number of people that are food insecure in our state. The other thing is that it kind of positions us in Texas. And so as we look at the rate of hunger in Texas, as that compares to Bexar County, you know, we're a little worse off than the rest of the state. And so, you know, I think what we try to do is just educate elected officials. We try to educate the community with this data and hope that it moves people to action. You know, just to listen to the data and say, oh, that's just a tragedy, you know, doesn't mean much for those families that are struggling. So, you know, with effective policy and people getting involved.
So how do we move forward? What do we do? How do we change these realities?
Well, I think number one is that we've got to advocate for a strong national safety net. The SNAP program currently is getting cut in Washington.
Yeah, the farm bill was passed by the Senate today, and it shrinks the SNAP, but not as much as the House's version wants to.
That's right. And so, you know, when you're looking at data like we're looking at today, where we know we've got a meal gap, it's going to just widen that gap with every cut that they make. And so that's not the trend that you want to see. So,
and the logic that we hear from Washington, D.C. is that we have to cut the federal budget. But this is actually cutting where the most vulnerable people are. And it's actually going to hurt job growth because when people have money for SNAP, They spend it on food. That's you know, right. They don't put it in a bank and save it. When you buy food, you're creating jobs for farmers and up people up and down the line, from truckers and people who make boxes and the whole kit and caboodle.
Oh, you nailed it. And I tell you, I mean, I think of it that, you know, families that are in crisis are usually dealing with a lot of problems. They've got underemployment. They've got uneducated. They've got utilities that maybe have been shut off. They're dealing with maybe a health issue. But someone that's hungry really only has one problem. And until you solve that one problem, you can't move them forward. These programs like SNAP nourish that family and gives them the hope to move forward in the future. You're going to avoid some long-term costs in the future, healthcare-wise, when you nourish a child. And there's just nothing better that we can be doing. And as you mentioned, by doing that, there is a real trickle-up effect in the economy. I mean, you're putting dollars into a community that's buying food, but it allows retailers to hire checkers. It allows farmers to sell in their crops and the trucking and all of those things. So the whole community benefits. In fact, USDA estimates it's about $1.84 in economic generation for every SNAP dollar that's spent. And so, you know, we just hope that folks raise their voice, because I think oftentimes the poor, their voice is not heard in Washington. And I think it's a great opportunity to educate legislators and those in Washington about some of these basic needs that families have.
Yeah, there's a phrase I hear all the time, the poor pay more. You know, if you're buying one potato, it's more than if you're buying a bag of potatoes. But if you don't have enough money to buy a bag of potatoes, you're under hurt.
It's all about access. You know, I think we use this term food deserts, and oftentimes in low-income communities, you see the real lack of access to those grocery stores to get that nutritious food.
That's another issue we got to take care of. Well, we're out of time here. We've been talking to Eric Cooper, president of the San Antonio Food Bank, talking about new data coming out from Feeding America, Bexar County, on the wrong end of that data map. Okay, this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Bye.
The Source is a production of Texas Public Radio. Paul Flav produces the show. Oversight is provided by TPR Program Director Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor, and production assistance comes from Catherine Dixon. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.